inflation analysis and all the rest of it. Let's get to Andrew Kelleher with JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Tim.
If you wanted a bit of inflation, you certainly weren't disappointed.
Plenty of it to go around, isn't there?
Yeah, our mate Brad picked it exactly, 7.3.
Yeah, inflation printed yesterday at 7.3%. So that's the June 22 quarter compared to the June 21 quarter. It was up 1.7% within the quarter. By way of comparison, inflation in the March quarter on the same comparison was 6.9%. So yes, it has lifted. And yes, it is the biggest increase in 30 years. I mean, the last time we experienced inflation higher than this was back in June 1990, was at 7.6%. And if you just take a quick look at the history of inflation over the last three decades, I mean, inflation spent very little time above 4%. It has sort of peaked every now and then above 4%, but this is extreme. So what's pushing it up? Well, the main driver is it's about a third of the CPI calculation is housing and household utilities group. So we're talking rising rental costs and rising prices for construction inputs. So the cost of constructing new houses, that's increased by 18%. Now, that's measured looking at a standard build. I suspect the cost increases are actually greater than that on more higher spec homes. And the next largest contributor is the transport group, so higher prices for petrol and diesel. Now, Tim, key issue here. If you break this number down into what's called tradable and non-tradable inflation, and it's a little bit technical, but it gives us an idea of what's being generated domestically and what's affected by global issues. Now, tradable, that's influenced by the foreign market, so that's sort of imported. That was up 8.7%, so pretty high. But domestic inflation, non-tradable inflation, is up 6.3%, and that has a higher weighting in the calculation. So that's domestic supply and demand. So it's simply not true to say that inflation is solely a global issue. That is not the case. We have got plenty of domestic inflation as well. So the result is above expectations. Consensus was probably around 7.1%. So it's above that. So it probably does push up expectations for where the official cash rate peaks. We're now starting to see expectations for where that cash rate may peak, sort of lifting from 3.75 to closer to 4%. So that would impact on floating mortgage rates and possibly push up short-term fixed rates as well. So that high level of domestic inflation will be of concern to the Reserve Bank because it is potentially sort of stickier and it doesn't go away as quickly. Just in terms of the market reaction, I think everyone was actually braced for a slightly stronger outcome because wholesale rates pushed a little higher, but it wasn't exactly a stampede. They're up about sort of 5 basis points, and it did help the recent recovery in the New Zealand dollar. It had fallen recently to around 0.606 against the US. It's now nudging back towards 62 cents.
Yeah, one or two wobbles around yesterday, weren't there, about, maybe it won't be half a point next time. The OCR might be three quarters, but let's not go there
now. Very well could be. The Reserve Bank has to keep leaning against this domestic inflation, Tim.
Yeah, okay. Some other news this morning.
Yeah, there was. Although that was the key focus yesterday, we also got an update on what's happening in the services sector yesterday. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index. Now, at the headline level, 55.4, that was steady on last month. Now, services is a very big part of our economy. So the good news to see two consecutive months of expansion in that sector, a number above 50 means the sector's expanding. Still, though, in the comments provided in the survey by respondents, lots of negative comments, particularly around supply chains and worker absenteeism. But together with other recent sort of data numbers, it looks like we could possibly have dodged recession because it looks like second quarter activity should be positive. It might only be a small positive, but it means you don't get two consecutive quarters of negative growth. It's not that robust, but we might not get that recession.
All right, quick blast through the numbers, please.
Yeah, actually, well, the Dow Jones has been sort of, it was quite positive, but these numbers are now starting just to sort of flirt around the zero level. But as we speak, the Dow Jones at 31,294, up 3 points. The S&P 500 3586 is down 7 points, and the NASDAQ 11,457 is up 5 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 64,7223. The Nikkei 26,788, that was positive. Shanghai Composite also positive, 3278. The ASX 200 gained 1.2% yesterday, 6687. And the NZX 50, 11,163, up 41 points, 0.37%. One Kiwi dollar by 0.6159 against the US, 0.9031 Aussie, 0.6064 euro, 0.5150 pounds against the Japanese yen, 85.02. Gold, $1,709.85. And Brent crude, unfortunately, has gone up a little bit, $105.94.
Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth back with us tomorrow morning around 6:15.